Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Meryl Streep delivers yet another truly astonishing performance as the great and groundbreaking British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady.
No matter how I've tried, I know I will never be truly one of them. Someone must say the unsayable.
If you want to change the country, lead it.
She does lead the country, in fact, for more than 11 years. And the movie's at its best, showing her fierce determination in the face of some of the gutless, scheming, often patronizing men who surrounded her, including a bad dramatization of a U.S. diplomat who scoffs at her readiness to go to war over the Falkland Islands.
With all due respect, when one has been to war?
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life.
She heads the most hated government this country has known.
Throw in the towel now. Just won't win, darling.
Your problem is that you haven't got the courage for this fight.
And it took considerable courage for Meryl Streep to try to bring to life a living historical figure whose voice and face are so well known, and to come up with a deep, resonant characterization, not just a superficial impersonation. But the problem with the movie is it spends far too much time concentrating on its own controversial version of the aging Thatcher today, showing her declining mental faculties and ongoing hallucinations featuring her dead husband, played by Jim Broadbent. The Iron Lady title seems to be meant, you'll pardon the expression, ironically, stressing the contrast between a doddering old woman and the formidable figure Thatcher once was. There's also scarcely any mention of the main character's heroic role in defeating Soviet communism. Rated PG-13 for definitely adult themes, violent news footage from the 80s, and some harsh language. 2.5 stars for the superbly well-acted, but downbeat, disappointing, and misfocused The Iron Lady.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.